are surrounded by good, you know, good supporters, friends, family, people who can tell you the truth. You know, like Alyssa started off saying, she told me it was a terrible idea to write this book. I am grateful for that because she's a friend. And you need friends who tell you when things are good and when things aren't so good. I think it's really important. So I've got this new organization called Onward Together that I've started. And really, the primary purpose is to support groups that are recruiting young people, especially young women, training them, funding them. We also highlight and lift up wonderful groups like Indivisible, which is leading the charge to keep our attention where it needs to be. Like, we've got to stop this latest attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act that is going on. So I think there's a lot of good work to be done.
And Onward Together is really interesting because that was you and Howard Dean. You met with Howard Dean earlier this year, our friend Judith McHale, who were so instrumental in really thinking outside the box about how to bring young people, get them involved, engage them, support them, because they know a lot more than people like
well,
us.
I mean, it was so great. After the election, one of the things that kind of, you know, got me out of bed and moving again were the stories I would hear. People would call and say, oh, there's this new young group that one of your campaign staffers has started called Run for Something, and it's aiming at recruiting more young people. Or there's a group called Swing Left. They're going to try to flip the House. A group that I've worked with before, Emerge America, which has a great record of electing women. Color of Change, which focuses on, you know, African-American young people, getting them into politics and doing some of that work. So I felt like there's so much we can do, because at the end of the day, and I just have to say this and hope you help me figure out how we're going to make it happen. Everything we do, we can write books, we can speak out, we can go to protests, we can recruit people to run for office. But if we don't get people to vote, starting in Virginia and New Jersey, and then in 2018, we're not going to turn this around.